seeding. She popped out early, bald, very orange, foot stamping in time with the piano metronome. The potatoes gave a low rumble as muffled growth seemed unlikely to welcome her in. A swell of a timpani, almost out of human range, delightfully contrasted by constant high-pitched screaming and sick. Acorns, snails, you name it, lots of sick. It was summer. It was that smell. It was pine needles on the beach. It was grass flying everywhere. She wore daddy's boots and got to use the lawnmower. Everything seemed greener then. She felt like a potato. She probably looked like one too. There was a simmering disinterest. The potatoes are the most welcoming, however. Rooting. Wanted to be a boy, mainly her brother, but any boy would do. Didn't mind school, wore tracksuits, lots of tracksuits, cut all her hair off, imagined growing a penis daily. She never actually managed to grow that penis. Had a rabbit, he got killed, never quite recovered. It was spring. The carrots were tromboning their tops way out of the ground. Never judge a carrot. She felt a bit like a carrot. They were, however, happy to have her listen and communicated quite naturally with the kale notes, if but a little jealous of it. Stemming. Found a fabulous knack of upsetting everybody, including herself. Excelled in many things, so decided to take lots and lots of drugs just to remedy all that. It was winter, but she was hot, always so hot. She dreamt of custard creams and knitted blankets. She missed Grandma a lot. The kale always had something to say, didn't it? Blowing sweet woodwind reeds with tonal discordance in her face. Oversized, overrated, and so annoyingly in your face. She didn't really feel like kale. Those bloody leaves really should rein it in. Give me a beat. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. Leaf phase. Took up multiple epic endeavours, including being a giant Oompa Loompa, a croupier dealer, changed her name to Tanya for some phone-in ads on late-night TV, and was a female Borat. Yes, I kid you not, you heard me correctly, a female Borat. She found comfort in burning things she hated, and the heat was most helpful. She was spiky and welcoming. Arms and legs everywhere. She felt like a cucumber, a tightly plucked string sound with a bit of 808 for good measure. Relentless and suffocating. So gangster. Cucumbers protect themselves. Well, they certainly don't like frosty things, do they? Flowering. Moved to Bristol under false pretences, discovered hedgehogs, easy access to drum and bass, and people who cannot cycle in a straight line. Rain, rain, and more rain. Realised earth memory is a thing. Got a dog. Felt like tomatoes, abundant, with a tune swelling top line running over the mids. Still too many arms and way too much to say, but also very warm. Tomatoes always reminding you to be wary of those cucumbers. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Fruit stroke fruition phase. Main activities include reading too much Blake Crouch, crying into her yoga mat, and banging on about being an uploaded consciousness on some AI platform in order to see what happens next. Learning to breathe, that was a big one. She felt kind of like a cucamelon. Now, let's be honest, most people don't know what the fuck it is. But it is small and mighty, kind and friendly. Much like a glockenspiel would sound. The cucamelon loves summer. It may be summer, but it always sounds and feels like Christmas. Full of surprises, full of excitement, and dreaming in green again.